Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, reiterates need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. Australia to recognize Palestine state at the upcoming UN General Assembly session next month. Germany suspends arms exports to Israel, citing concerns over its plans to expand military action. Agriculture ministers of South Korea, China and Japan meet in Seoul, ending a seven-year break in trilateral talks. And Balochistan observes its 78th Independence Day. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Modi heard Mr. Zelensky's perspectives on recent developments. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. He said India remains committed to making every possible contribution in this regard, as well as to further strengthening bilateral ties with Ukraine. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will formally recognise the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly to be held next month. This marks a significant shift in the nation's foreign policy. This decision aligns Australia with countries like France, Britain and Canada, which have also signalled their intent to recognise Palestinian statehood, aiming to bolster international momentum towards a two-state solution in the Middle East. A report.
The announcement follows weeks of internal pressure within Albanese Labour government and growing public concern over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Mr. Albanese emphasised that the decision is predicated on commitments from the Palestinian Authority, including no role for Hamas in a future Palestinian government, the demilitarisation of Gaza and the holding of general elections. He also revealed he had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week, where he advocated for a political rather than military solution to the conflict. However, Netanyahu publicly criticized the move, calling it shameful and arguing that it undermines Israel's security. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Germany has announced a halt to arms exports to Israel, citing concerns over Israel's plans to expand its military operations in the Gaza Strip. Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the decision was driven by the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and fears that further military expansion could lead to a mass civilian casualties and require the evacuation of the entire city of Gaza. Despite the move, the Chancellor emphasized that the core principles of Germany's policy towards Israel remain unchanged. Germany is Israel's second largest arms supplier after the United States. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas has said any agreement between the United States and Russia must include Ukraine and the EU as the two countries prepare for talks on a possible ceasefire of conflicts in Ukraine. Kallas said the online meeting of EU foreign ministers held early today to discuss the next steps. Earlier on Saturday, European leaders said in a joint statement that any diplomatic solution to the Ukraine crisis must protect the vital security interests of both Ukraine and Europe. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are due to meet on the 15th of this month in the US state of Alaska to discuss a possible ceasefire in Ukraine, the first talks between the two leaders since 2021. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Agriculture ministers from South Korea, China and Japan met in Seoul, South Korea today, ending a seven-year break in trilateral talks. The meeting had been suspended partly due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The talks followed the 2025 APEC Food Security Ministerial meeting held earlier in Incheon. The ministers came together to discuss agricultural issues including food security, response to animal diseases and sustainable farming. Today's meeting followed the 2025 APEC Food Security Ministerial meeting held over the weekend in Incheon. In the trilateral meeting, the ministers agreed on the importance of intelligence sharing and cooperation to respond to global challenges in the agriculture sector, such as climate change. Balochistan observed its 78th Independence Day today, continuing an annual tradition that defies what Baloch human rights groups call Pakistan's illegal occupation of the region. The Baloch struggle for independence has significant historical origins, starting in 1947 when the princely state of Kalat made a short-lived declaration of independence following the partition of British India. However, in 1948, Pakistan forcibly annexed the region, a move that has continually been opposed by Baloch nationalists. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said that New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. In a significant step towards solidarity with its Indo-Pacific partners, the Indian mission handed over 5 metric tons of cowpea seeds as humanitarian assistance to the Fijian government today. This was the first tranche of the seeds sent to Fiji. The Indian High Commission informed about this in a post on social media X. India sent humanitarian assistance to Pacific partner Fiji to support agricultural production as part of its Act East policy. Sri Lanka is in negotiations to restructure a series of 2022 bonds that remained outside the country's sweeping December 2024 debt overhaul. A Treasury statement said this in its latest effort to move past the island's worst economic crisis in decades. The holdout group includes Hamilton Reserve Bank, which claims a 25% stake in the bonds and has sued Sri Lanka in a court seeking full repayment, delaying full resolution. Other bondholders have now entered talks for a settlement that aligns with terms given to earlier consenting creditors as Sri Lanka attempts to comply with International Monetary Fund or IMF debt sustainability requirements. In China, more than 15,000 residents in Chongqing municipality have been evacuated following torrential rains. According to the Municipal Meteorological Department, heavy downpours hit 16 districts and counties in Chongqing today. The Met Office has forecast heavy to torrential rainfall across multiple regions of Chongqing from day to night today. Crude oil prices rose over 0.5% after falling more than 4% last week as investors looked ahead to talks between the US and Russia on the war in Ukraine. Brent crude was trading over 0.06% up at $65.53 per barrel when reports last came in. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephonic conversation with Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, discussing with him the trilateral meeting in Washington between him, Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev, and U.S. President Donald Trump. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, reiterates need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. Australia to recognize Palestine state at the upcoming UN General Assembly session next month. Germany suspends arms exports to Israel, citing concerns over its plans to expand military action. Agriculture ministers of South Korea, China and Japan meet in Seoul, ending a 7-year break in trilateral talks. And Balochistan observes its 78th Independence Day. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.